Friday, 20 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're glad to be able to come to you by means of Christian radio. And this broadcast is being targeted not too long before Thanksgiving, my favorite season, I do believe, of the year. I know of all the American holidays, Thanksgiving is my favorite. Of course, we thank the Lord. We celebrate the death and burial of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially his resurrection, and then his birth at Christmas time. And I love these seasons. I especially too love the Thanksgiving season. Well, here we are now. We're in Acts chapter 27. We find that not only did Saul of Tarsus meet the man Christ Jesus on the Damascus Road for his spiritual salvation, but now he meets the angel of the Lord on a stormy sea for his and 275 others' physical salvation as well. And so they've gotten to the place, that's the ship's crew and the people aboard the ship, they had come to the place of hopelessness. They had come down when all hope, Paul said, that we should be saved was then taken away. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart. Lord, this scripture is so important. It's so relevant. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. What we're looking at here today is what happens or what do we do when we can't do? What do we do when we've done all we can do and it's not sufficient? You see, that's where Paul and all of these people find themselves. The Bible says that they had done all they could to take care of the ship. They had worked hard. When we had much work to come by the boat, verse 16, they had done what they could. They used helps to undergird the ship. They strake sail in verse 17. They lightened the ship by casting out the tackling with their own hands in verses 18 and 19. But the storm was still raging and beyond their capability to combat and to correct what the storm was doing to their ship and the danger to their lives. And so all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. And as we read you on yesterday's broadcast, and I love that song, don't you, by Annie J. Flint, He Giveth More Grace, we find out when we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. And that's what they're going to find out. And Father, oh, may we find out today as well. I'm so glad we're not just reading about some history that have no relevancy to us. We're not certainly not reading about something that's fictitious and made up, but an actual historical account that has spiritual implications for us even today and provisions for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so they'd done all they could. Wasn't enough. So what do we find now? Verses 21 through 26 of Acts chapter 27. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Man, that was good news, was it not? The Bible had just said, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But now, wait a minute. This is one man that's saying this, and he's a prisoner. Julius, the centurion, has him as a prisoner. Can we believe him? Well, Paul, what evidence do you have? You're telling us now that though the storm's still raging, we're going to be all right. Well, Paul gives his testimony, and I want you to listen to it. Because no doubt there are numbers of people listening to this program today, this message today, and you have got a similar experience in your own heart and life. I know I do, and what a tremendous truth it is. Paul said, For there shall not be any loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Wow, that's really identifying this angel of God. And by the way, the word angel means messenger. There stood by me this night the angel of the messenger of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. Well, that was comforting to Paul's heart, was it not? The angel said, now, Paul, don't you be afraid. I know it looks bad out here, and I know that, humanly speaking, all hope has been taken away. But, Paul, God is going to see that you are brought before Caesar. Thou must be brought before Caesar. You know why God wanted Paul to be a witness at Rome? He wanted these prison epistles to be written. Man, when you get to counting these blessings, oh, I know it's going to be difficult. And I know eventually he will lose his life. Well, let's get back to our text. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And then listen to this. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Isn't that a tremendous blessing? Listen, God hath given thee. You got that? God hath given thee all that sail with thee. You know what I read into that, and I don't think I'm reading anything extraneous into it. I believe he's saying here, Paul, God has given to you this promise that you're going to be in Rome, and he's going to include all the others in this ship. He's going to get them out safely as well. They're going to be rescued because, Paul, I'm going to rescue you. Isn't that tremendous? I said this. I want to say it again. I believe that the greatest insurance policy that any community can have is a good fundamental Bible-believing church where folks know the Lord and believe him. I believe one of the greatest blessings any company can have is to have a real Joseph, a real Daniel, a real born-again person who is in contact with God, who knows how to get a hold of God. Well, I know that sometimes such people are mocked and ridiculed, but I'm telling you, dear friend, there's a many a blessing that's come to a country. There's a many a blessing that has come to a company because they had a person or people of God with them. You know, over in the book of Genesis concerning the people of Israel, the Bible makes it clear that I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Now Paul is going to make a proclamation. In our mind, let's let our mind work just a little bit here. It's stormy. It's wind. The wind blowing. The ocean foam is blowing all over them. And it looks like still that there's no hope for anybody. And here this man stands up and says, listen, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Well, I remember one time in my ministry here in New Bern many, many years ago when it seemed that all hope was gone. I'm not trying to be super spiritual because I'm not. But I'll tell you, it just seemed like all hope was taken away. I had a place where I went for prayer, my secret place of prayer. And I was praying. I was brokenhearted. I was weeping. It just looked like there was no hope. When I didn't see a light, I didn't hear a voice. I didn't have any special sound or sight, but the presence of the Holy Spirit came to me, and he assured me that he was going to be with me. He said, Bill, I'll be with you. I'm telling you, dear friend, the storm wasn't over right then, but a peace came into my heart. Oh, there was much yet to be done, as we're going to see, concerning Paul and them getting to this island. But I know what it's like for the messenger of the Lord, hallelujah, to come and to comfort your heart. And by the way, he can give you peace in the midst of the storm, before the storm is ever over. And while it's still dark and stormy, he can give you the assurance that your prayers have been heard and the presence of the Lord is with you, and he's going to take care of you and those who are with you as well. Well, this broadcast targeted for the end of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. Listen, we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but we're to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching, and it appears that it's approaching. If you cannot get to church, if you cannot, and you have access to the internet, You can join us for our services at www.calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.